Good friend, retired Fish and Wildlife Endangered Species biologist Ted Cook was living in Albuquerque and was hunting sandhill cranes. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
You use these little layout blinds that are as low profile as possible, and you lay between the rows of winter wheat or whatever the farmer's planted, you know, and it's about a foot tall, and you're laying flat as you can, and you got your crane decoys, and you got your call. And so, man, one I should have had, you have a limit of three a day, actually, because they're pretty common down there. I shot at my limit. I just shot one, but I just remember a friend of mine. It was awesome because I'm laying, cranes come over, and I thought they'd gone by. And they called a little bit, and I tried calling, and they went past me. And they were, like, behind my head, and I couldn't see them. And they stopped calling, and I'm laying there, and then all of a sudden I hear, boom, and a crane lands 8 yards away from me.
Really?
And I sit up with my shotgun, and the crane looks at me for, like, 1 second, and is like, whoops. And he jumps up, starts flying away, and I dumped him.
Yeah.
And it was so awesome. My wife was actually sitting in the truck and watched the whole thing. To hear her, it was so funny. But a friend of mine described it best. He said, shooting cranes is so exciting. The only thing that can make it more exciting is if they burst into flames on the way down. There are these big, long birds. You know, I mean, they're 4 feet tall, you know, and wingspan to match. And yeah. So anyway, that was a really thrilling hunt.
Great.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.